a beautiful question, isn't it? The words we use, consciousness or awareness, you could use either of them. There's not a difference between consciousness and awareness. A very fair word for consciousness or awareness is love. It's a very fair word to use. Consciousness, awareness, love, we can make those equal. Love can be thought about, but love, the essence of love, is an intimacy of being, isn't it? An intimacy of being. Now, where is love? It's of a spaciousness. It doesn't have parameters, it doesn't have a geometry, does it? Love doesn't. It's a spaciousness, like light. And that which we're describing here this morning, awareness, consciousness, is just the same, without dimension, yet intimate and first and full and rich as security of being. Now, this is a real thing. It will help you if I give you another word, which is the Sanskrit original word for what we're describing, which is Satchitananda. This word comes out of your question to me, because I've been using English words for simplicity. But if we use the Sanskrit word for a moment, what I am pointing at is Satchitananda, and that means the power of existence itself, the power of consciousness itself, and the power of love itself, the Ananda. This is not three things. This is one power, one divinity, which has those aspects. It exists, it exists. It, the word it is insulting. I exist. That existence is conscious, and that existence consciousness is love. Sat, Chit, Ananda, existence, consciousness, love. This is the Sanskrit term describing what we're speaking about. But I'm choosing, for the sake of simplicity, to call it consciousness. So your point has brought into our conversation now the Ananda. Bless you for that. You've brought the love into this conversation. I said today, I have made this definition, spirituality is that which pertains to the essence of beauty. And the essence of beauty equals love, does it not? And that is extremely subtle, as the Upanishad says, which is true. So we're not used to the subtle. We're used to the gross. We're used to noticing things, noticing objects, noticing things, movements, both muscular, psychological, cognitive. We're used to movements, we're used to things, and we are less trained, less able to perceive the subtle. But the discovery is that, because the word subtle suggests a kind of fickle thing, you know, something ephemeral, something coming and going, something tiny, so to speak. But the word subtle should have a huge S, a massive, an infinite S, actually. Because the subtlety of consciousness is not something tiny, it's vast. Intimacy is vast. Thank you for your question.